for them.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters. We wish mothers all over the world Happy Mother's Day.
为所有妈妈及属灵母亲的爱与奉献，我们向神献上感谢。关于忠诚贤德的母亲，上帝有很多可以教导我们的。
We thank God for the love and devotion of all mothers and spiritual mothers. God has much to teach us about faithful mothers.
圣经中从创世纪到启示录，记载了上帝救赎人类的整体计划。没有人可以阻止上帝设立基督耶稣为万王之王、万主之主，供人类敬拜称颂的计划。
From Genesis to Revelation in the Bible, God reveals His master plan. No one can stop His plan to establish Jesus Christ on the throne as King of Kings.
神是如何在世上实现他的旨意？我们在上帝的计划中又可能是扮演什么样的角色呢？
But how does God accomplish His purposes on earth? What might be your role in His plan?
让我们一起从圣经中的一位伟大的母亲哈拿来省思这个问题。
Let's look at Hannah, a great mother in the Bible.
撒母耳记记载着衔接士师时代到列王年代的以色列的历史。
The books of 1 and 2 Samuel record the history of Israel from the time of the judges to the time of the kings.
神兴起摩西带领以色列人出那奴役他们四百年的埃及，在旷野漂流四十年后，虽然摩西没有机会进迦南地，但上帝在上帝严密指导下，约书亚带领以色列人进入流奶与蜜的应许之地。
Before this, God raised up Moses and led the Israelites who had been enslaved for 400 years out of Egypt. After wandering 40 years in the wilderness, though Moses was not allowed to enter Canaan, under God's guidance, Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land of milk and honey.
南征北伐七年，各支派分地为业。自从约书亚后，以色列经历了三百多年的士师并争。
After 7 years of battles, the tribes of Israel settled into their territories. But after Joshua, Israel experienced more than 300 years of rule by the judges.
士师记二十一章二十五节说，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。以色列人越来越偏离了上帝，他们真正的王。
Judges 21:25. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes. More and more, the Israelites strayed away from God, the real king.
神需要另外一个器皿，一个能带他的百姓走出低谷的领导，需要一个士师、祭司、先知，一个像施洗约翰一样宣告君王耶稣来临的开路先锋，来宣告高利大卫王。
God required another instrument, a man who could lead his people out of the low valley. Like John the Baptist, who was a forerunner to proclaim Jesus' coming, God would work through a man who would be a judge, a priest, and a prophet that would anoint King David.
这时神用了一个非常戏剧性的出场来介绍他拣选的仆人撒母耳。
It was at this time in history that God dramatically introduced Samuel, his chosen servant.
让我们一起来读神的话，撒母耳记上第一章。
Let's read God's word together out loud, 1 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记第一章一到二节。以法莲山地的拉玛索菲有一个以法莲人，名叫以利加拿，是苏佛的玄孙，户托的曾孙，以利户的孙子，耶路罕的儿子。他有两个妻，一名哈拿，一名皮尼拿。皮尼拿有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。以利加拿是谁？从记载在历代志上的族谱来看，以利加拿属利未支派的哥辖族，是可拉的后裔。
Who was Elkanah? From the genealogy in 1 Chronicles, Elkanah belonged to the Kohath tribe of the Levites and was a descendant of Korah.
以利加拿有两个妻子，哈拿，恩典的意思，大概是大老婆。因为没有生育，以利加拿才娶了皮尼拿。
Elkanah had two wives. The name Hannah means grace. She was probably the first wife because she could not bear children. Elkanah married Peninnah.
对犹太人来说，生养众多是上帝的命令，也是神最大祝福的表征。因此，不能生育经常被视作是神的惩罚的记号。在那个时代，没有生育是被认为是一个诅咒，是女人最大的耻辱。
In the Bible, God commands us to be fruitful and multiply, and it's also a sign of God's greatest blessing, to have children. Therefore, infertility was often regarded as a sign of God's punishment. In that time, having no children was considered a curse from God and was the biggest shame for women.
经文一开始就把我们带入了一个紧绷的情绪中，丈夫可以休没有生育的妻子。
At the very start of the passage, God brings us to a place of tension. A husband could divorce his barren wife.
神为人设立的婚姻制度是一夫一妻，而以色列和古代世界大部分地区都是奉行此体制的，只是在首任妻子没有孩子，一夫多妻是被认可的，并不会违反当时的道德标准，社会道德标准。
God's marriage system is monogamy, and Israel and most parts of the ancient world follow this system. However, if the first wife could not bear children, polygamy was practiced and would not violate the cultural standards at that time.
而那个不育的妻子可能会被降低地位，或受疏远，甚至被离弃，造成家庭失和。
An infertile wife may be demoted, alienated, or abandoned.Causing family disharmony. 1 Samuel, verse 3. Now this man used to go up year by year from the city to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, where two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests of the Lord there.
在耶路撒冷北部的示罗是安歇之地的意思。在士师时代没有圣殿，是当时会幕所在地。在约柜未被掳去之前，是以色列人敬拜的中心。
Shiloh was north of Jerusalem, means a place of rest. Before the ark was taken away, it was the center of worship in Israel.
根据摩西的律法，以色列的一切的男丁要一年三次。除孝节、七七节跟祝棚节，在特定的地方朝见敬拜主耶和华。
According to Mosaic law, all Israelites' men were to meet and worship God in a specified place 3 times a year for the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of Weeks, and Feast of Booths.
以利加拿每年西家带眷到示罗祭祀万军之耶和华。你可能会说，遵行摩西律法，这有什么特殊的？
Elkanah faithfully brought his family to Shiloh every year to worship the Lord. You might ask, what's so significant about Elkanah's family going to Shiloh?
首先，这一趟出发，一家子大大小小，大概要2天才能到示罗。我们当中有小小孩的家庭，应该可以感同身受。明明准时起床了，漱洗、早餐、出门，最后还是要操开数才能赶到教会。
First of all, it took 2 days for this family to make the trip. Today, families with small children understand how hard it is to make it to worship services on time.
加上经过士师时期那段黑暗的日子，还有多少以色列人会这样一年遵行一年三次到特定的地方朝见上帝？
In addition, in the dark days of the judges, when people strayed from God,How many Israelites would obey the command 3 times a year to meet God?
再有，当时的祭司以利的两个儿子不按规矩行祭司职责，很多人可能早就不愿意再献祭给耶和华了。
Moreover, the two sons of Eli, who were priests at the time, did not perform their duties faithfully. So many people may be reluctant to sacrifice to the Lord then.
这时以利加拿仍然全家每年上示罗献祭敬拜，可以见得以利加拿对神的敬虔了。
But Elkanah's family still went to Shiloh every year to sacrifice and to worship. Elkanah took the worship of the Lord very seriously.
万军之耶和华，这是圣经中第一次用它来称呼上帝。以色列所认识的耶和华是立约守约的神，这里称万军之耶和华，是表明耶和华是以色列军队的元帅，是天上天使天军的统帅。
Up to this point in the Bible, referred to God as the covenant-keeping God. This is the first time in the Bible God is referred to as the Lord of hosts.
弟兄姐妹，我们是否也可以从心底承认上帝是掌管宇宙、天上、地下？万军之耶和华呢?
Brothers and sisters, we can also acknowledge from the bottom of our hearts, God is Lord of hosts, who is in charge of heaven and earth.
以利加拿每逢献祭的日子，将祭肉分给他的妻皮尼拿和皮尼拿所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿。无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。献祭以后，以利加拿把祭肉分给洁净的家人吃。
Elkanah gave meat to be sacrificed to all family members.
中文圣经中的无奈是无可奈何的意思，没有办法，是那掌管生命的源头耶和华不使哈拿生育。哈拿没有儿女的苦难源头是神，是生命，因为生命是耶和华主宰管理的。在人看，无奈是羞耻的难处，是难处，但在神看，却是耶和华不使哈拿生育，好让他的旨意可以成就在哈拿的身上。
Hannah felt helpless, yet God was the source of life. God is the source of life. It was God who caused Hannah's barrenness. From man's perspective, the shame and the helplessness were hardship. But from God's view, closing Hannah's womb would be part of his eternal plan. God was up to something.
圣经多次介绍了神以大能使无法生育的妇人生产的例子。神是要借着这没有儿女的难处来预备磨练哈拿，使他在无可依靠的情况下，唯一寻找的盼望只有那赐生命的耶和华。
Bible has a number of examples of God's power enabling infertile women to bear children. God wanted to mold Hannah in the hopeless situation to have hope and faith in the life-giving Lord.
有人说苦难是化妆的祝福。同样，专心寻求主盼望的人所经历的苦难也都不会白白受，因为神要在他身上显出神的作为来。神要使哈拿成为神子民的祝福，为救恩的历史带来重大的转折。
Tribulations are often God's blessing in disguise. Those who faithfully seeking the Lord, hope in the Lord, will not suffer in vain because the work of God might be manifest in him. God would turn Hannah's hardship into an unexpected blessing who would play a major role in God's salvation plan. Verses 6 through 8. And her rival used to provoke her grievously, to irritate her, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it went on year by year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she used to provoke her. Therefore Hannah wept and would not eat. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? And why do you not eat? And why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than 10 sons?
弟兄姐妹，我们要小心谨慎，仇敌总是在我们身边暗中的观察我们的弱点，见机攻击挑衅。如果我们中计，情绪被挑起，就与耶稣基督的性情无分了。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be cautious. The enemy is always observing our weaknesses and finds every opportunity to attack and provoke us. If we respond with revenge, Jesus cannot work through us.
以利加拿并不因为哈拿不生育而轻看他，反而更加爱护他，总是给他双份的祭物，让他在生活上不担心缺乏。但这不是哈拿想要的，哈拿想要个孩子。
Elkanah could have abandoned Hannah, but did not. Even though Elkanah gave Hannah a double portion, what Hannah really wanted was a child.
虽然现在哈拿无子是耶和华的计划，但从人的角度来看，这场女人战争、家庭失和的悲剧码、一夫多妻和以利加拿的偏爱与感觉迟钝，使哈拿陷入更深的苦恼。无论以利加拿多么想安慰他，哈拿不知何去何从。
It was the Lord who closed Hannah's womb. From a human's perspective, the polygamy, favoritism, and insensitivity of Elkanah led to Hannah's difficulties. No matter how Elkanah tried to comfort her, Hannah had nowhere to go.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也像哈拿那样处在最美好和最虐人的情绪中？
Brothers and sisters, aren't we all in the same situation as Hannah? Many things seem to go smoothly, but one issue gives you a heartache.
你们可能受上司的宠爱赏识，却遭到同才的相忌。我们可能靠着恩赐侍奉得力，但却疾病缠身。
For example, you might be appreciated by your boss, but your peers are jealous of you. You might serve God with your spiritual gifts, but you contract a disease.
你们当中可能有人有很多的追求者，却无法得到心仪者的回眸，或是我们表面上看起来很成功，却无法了解与家中青少年孩子沟通。
Many may have suitors to be married, but the one you really want won't even look at you. You can be successful at many things, but your children, you cannot even communicate with your children.
我们身上都有一根像残垒，保罗身上的那根刺。弟兄姐妹，你是如何处理的？
We all have a thorn in the flesh, like Apostle Paul. How do we deal with it? God is the source of everything. He gives hope.
神是一切的源头，他赐盼望。皮尼拿有儿女，是有，sorry， 这个是 Bible verse， cannot see。皮尼拿有儿女是有福的，在人群中不致羞耻，是一个环境里面没有难处的人，应该有盼望。如果他得到福气之后，能够多多想到他人，体恤关怀别人，那么他将会得到人们更多的尊重爱护。神或许可以从他的子嗣中挑选一个可以使用的领导人才，可惜皮尼拿选择活在属肉体不需要神的生活里。
Penina was blessed with children and was not shamed. It seems she had no difficulties. Perhaps if Penina had been sensitive to Hannah,God might have chosen to work through one of Penina's children to become a leader of Israel. But she chose to live in the flesh.
Penina 不但自己不能经历神，也无法成为别人的祝福，反而给别人带来了难处，错失了本来可以在这个家中得到更大福分和更重要地位的机会。
Penina did not experience God nor be a blessing to others.Instead, she brought a hardship to Hannah. Penina missed the opportunity to receive a bigger blessing from God.
Hannah 没有儿女，也没有盼望，还要被人羞辱，是一个在环境里长久充满难处的人。她要到哪里寻找盼望呢？
Hannah was teased and insulted and had no hope. Where did she go to find hope?
罗马书五章三到五节说，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不致羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。如果我们知道把 把我们放在苦难里面的是上帝，能救我们脱离苦难的也必须是上帝，我们就可以在苦难中仰望主，因着仰望等待，我们更能承受苦难，长久的承受让我们存熟精炼，这样盼望就生出来了。
If we knew that it is God who brought this hardship, then only God can deliver us from the hardship. He is the source. Hope is born. We can put our hope in God. This moves us to seek God through prayer.
神是一切的源头，他赐盼望。
God is the source of everything. He gives hope.
接着我们要思想的是神是一切的源头，他听祷告。
In the next part, we learn that God is the source of everything. He listens to prayer.
第九节，他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在那，在耶和华殿的门框旁边，坐在自己的位置。哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣。祈祷耶和华，许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂听婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。苦难是在这个世界里面很多的环境跟环境跟条件非常的不理想，对我们产生很大的压力。而绝望的感受是在受苦的时候，负面的情绪，黑暗的心思，有的时候我们想努力振作起来，过一会又被打败了。我们不知道哈拿经历了多久的尴尬与挑衅的苦难，肯定是煎熬多年，因为经文说品尼拿有儿有女。
When circumstances are not ideal, we feel pressured.In times of suffering and despair, we may have many dark thoughts. Hannah was in this situation for many years because Penina had many children during this time.
今年 Hannah 仍然愁苦，她从餐桌上站起来，刚好大祭司以利可以在站在大祭司以利可以看到她的地方，痛哭流涕地祷告。Hannah 没有被苦难打倒，苦难反而催促她。不住的呼求、祈求、祈祷耶和华，因为哈拿知道他的苦主是耶和华。
Hannah was sad, so she prayed. Hannah was not defeated by suffering. Instead, suffering drove her to God. She called God Lord because she knew that He is God Almighty.
哈拿那样子的跟神祷告，是因为她相信神耶和华在那里。哈拿没有苦读，没有埋怨，他没有祷告说：“如果上帝真爱我，为什么要继续让我继续容忍这个？为什么要容忍苦难在我加在我身上？如果上帝真的万能，为什么看了苦难，你却不去中断它呢？”哈拿的祷告没有怀疑上帝的主权。哈拿没有祷告说：“那个皮尼拿太放肆了，请你给他点教训。
”That she prayed.Showed that Hannah knew that God was present. She was not bitter at God, nor did she complain about God, saying, If you really love me, why do you allow my suffering? Or if you are all powerful, why didn't you stop my suffering? Hannah never doubted God's sovereignty. She never prayed that Hannah was out of line. She did not ask God to discipline Penina.
神既然允许哈拿长久经历苦难与挣扎，就必以此炼尽他的生命，把他带进与神亲密的关系里，成为和神使用的器皿。
God worked in Hannah in her long suffering to purify her life and bring her to a closer fellowship so that she can be his instrument.
Hannah 呼求、祈祷，最终让她能从神的角度来看自己的难处。Hannah 呼求万军之耶和华。以色列军队的元帅，天上天使天军的统帅啊，哈拿不只把他的焦点放在上帝的身上，他也谦卑地称自己为 神的仆人，耶和华啊，你如果从天上看到你仆人我的苦难，请记得我你的仆人的苦情。
Hannah prayed from God's perspective, fully dependent upon God. Her prayer was focused on God, not on her own suffering. She called herself your servant out of humility.
Hannah 接着大胆地求耶和华，万军之耶和华赐我一个儿子。哈娜虽然是求神赐他一个儿子，但他不是为自己。哈娜说，我必使他终身归于耶和华。哈娜是要把他归于耶和华的。
She boldly prayed to God to grant her a child, but not for herself. Hannah asked for a child for the Lord to return him back to God.
哈娜知道儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，而不是财产。哈拿主动把自己所求的投生归给神，做拿细耳人，被神使用。
She knew that children are a heritage of the Lord, not a possession of the parents. Hannah willingly offered her firstborn to God as a Nazirite for God's purposes.
因为哈拿有神，向神有这样的心愿，后来神就得着了撒母耳，成功地在那一个黑暗的士师时代画下一个句点。神只要看见有人向他有向着他有心愿，他就会宝贝那一个心愿。
With this attitude, Hannah prayed to God according to God's will, and God granted Hannah a son, Samuel, to end the time of the judges.
不用剃头刀剃他的头，意思是做拿细耳人。而这个不剃头发是每一个许愿奉献自己的人分别为圣，成为离俗归神的凭据。
No razor or shaving was a sign of a commitment by Samuel that the boy would be separated from the world.
如果我们知道我们把我们放在苦难的里面的是上帝，他能救我们脱离苦难的。能救我们脱离苦难的也必须是上帝的时候，这样子盼望就生出来了。哈拿没有透过难处来看神，而是带着这样子的盼望到主面前向神求子。
If we understand that it is God who puts us in the suffering, it must be God who could save us from the suffering. Thus, hope is born. In difficulties, God remains the center of the suffering world. With this kind of hope,Hannah came to the Lord praying for a son. Verses 12 through 18. As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli took her to be a drunken woman. And Eli said to her, How long will you go on being drunk? Put your wine away from you.
Hannah 回答说，主啊，不是这样的。我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要将婢女看作不正经的女子。我因被人激动，愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。
Then Eli answered him, Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made of him. And she said, Let your servant find favor in your eyes. Then the woman went.Her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad.
旧约以色列人在公众场合的祈祷是开声祷告，但哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇，不出声音。祷告必须是由心发出。当哈拿有负担的把他的苦情带到神面前时，他只能不住的祈祷。
Many prayers in the Old Testament were said out loud, but Hannah prayed silently. Prayers need for.To be from the heart, she continued to bringing her burden to God earnestly.
Hannah 虽然被误解，却不以为忤，反而谦卑地尊以利为主。
Hannah was not offended, but respected Eli humbly.
倾心吐意就是倾倒出自己生命所经历的难处。Hannah 告诉以利，他因长时间地被挑衅，愁苦太深。只有坚持不舍的坚定不舍的向神等候祷告。
To pour out your heart is to express honestly the difficulties you've experienced in your life to God. Hannah told Eli she'd been provoked for a long time. She was deeply sorrowful, so she prayed to God.
Hannah 听到了以利的一句话，面上不再带愁容了，因为神所赐的平安已经进入了他的心，让他得着了安息。
Hannah heard Eli's word. There's no more sadness on your face because the peace God had given her had entered her heart and she found rest. The rest in her enabled her to obey God.
在她里面的安息使她能顺服神的安排。如果神祝福她有儿子，感谢神，没有儿子也一样能感谢神。当人不再强求自己所要的，而是存感恩的心接受神所给的，这才是真正的顺服。
If God blesses her with a son, she would thank God. Without a son, she would also thank God. This is true submission when people no longer force what they want, but instead accept what God has given them with a grateful heart.
当我们在苦难中常常反应很负面，是吗？我们能不能在苦难来到的时候，学习向着上帝倾心吐意？
When we're in misery, we often react negatively, right? Can we learn to pour out our heart to God when suffering comes?
在苦难里面学习心口合一地来到神的面前，把自己的痛苦、自己的挣扎、自己的委屈，不是环境，而是针对着上帝向他倾诉。
In suffering, we need to go to God, not complaining about our circumstances, but just pouring out our soul to Him.We tell God about our struggles.
我们可以这样祷告：父啊，帮助我，遭遇这样的事情，我非常痛苦。但是你对我的心意是什么？若是能行，将这杯拿去，但不要照着我的意思，只要照着你的意思。
For example, an example prayer: Father, help me when I encounter suffering. I'm in great pain. But what is your will and purpose for me in this suffering? If it's your will, I will drink this cup.Not my will, but your will be done.
加增我的信心，让我相信你的意思是好的。你要我经历试验后就可以得到生命的冠冕。你要我在我的信心经过考验之后就变得成熟而坚定。我深知我这一生所有的盼望，所有的祝福都藏在你的儿子里，耶稣里。
Increase my faith. Make me believe that you bring good.Your will for me is good. After overcoming this, I will receive the crown of life. After my faith is tested, I will become mature and strong. I know that all my hope and my blessings are in Christ Jesus.
我要以他为我的至宝，看万事如粪土，为要得着耶稣。Amen.
For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish.In order that I might gain Christ.
神是一切的源头，他听祷告。我们相信神掌权，他在做工。在绝望中，我们谦卑恳切地向上帝祈求。
God is the source of everything. He listens to prayer. God is at work, and we need to trust Him. In our despair, we need to pray to God in dependence, humbly and earnestly.
接着，神是一切的源头，他赐盼望。神是一切的源头，他听祷告。接着，我们要看神是一切的源头，他赐祝福。
God is the source of everything. He gives hope. God is the source of everything. He listens to prayer. God is the source of everything. He grants blessings.
次日清早，他们起来，在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛。到了家里，以利加拿和妻子同房，耶和华顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满后生了一个儿子，给他起名撒母耳，说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。耶和华顾念哈拿，顾念的是眷顾的意思，眷顾想念的意思。从第五节到第六节中，耶和华不使哈拿生育，到现在的耶和华顾念哈拿，哈拿做了些什么呢？可以经历这么大的转变。
The Lord remembered Hannah. Between verse 5, the Lord closed her womb, and verse 19, God remembered what happened.
因为哈拿跟神祷告。
Hannah prayed to God.
祷告敬拜后，神的手就开始做工了，撒母耳就出生了。哈拿经过一段相当漫长苦难的试炼，她的信心经过试验，就生出忍耐的品格，最后使她成全完备，毫无欠缺。
After prayer and worship, God's hand began to move and Samuel was born. Hannah had undergone a very long trial of suffering and her faith had been tested. It produced endurance and character of patience and finally made her complete.
至于我们，纵然有难处还未得着解决，但要知道神仍是关切顾念我们的。
As for us and our unresolved difficulties, we know that God cares about us.
撒母耳是被神垂听，这个名字可以不住地提醒哈拿，撒母耳是向神听祷告的神求来的。
Samuel means heard by God. His name was a constant reminder to Hannah. She asked God for him. Verses 21 to 28.The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, so that the Lord, that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever. Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word.So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him.
既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了耶和华的殿，又带了三只公牛，一依法细面，一皮带酒，宰了一只公牛，就领孩子到以利面前。
And she said, Oh, my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I'm the woman who was standing here in your presence, praying to the Lord.For this child I have prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition so that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord, and as long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there.
我们再次看到敬拜神，对这个家庭是至关重要的。
Again, we see that worshiping God was very important to this family.
归于是神把哈拿所求的赐给他，哈拿就把他向神求的来献给归于神，这正是神所悦纳的，本于他，依靠他，归于他的侍奉。
Lent to the Lord meant that Hannah's blessing was given back to the Lord. This would please God, for all things are for him, through him, and to him.
哈拿不但用三份还愿祭表达了感恩，他更大更蒙悦纳的奉献是毫无保留的顺服神的权柄，彻底的献上他自己唯一的儿子。
All the offerings she brought to the Lord were in appreciation to God for the blessing of a son, more than she was required to do.
今天我们向神求恩典的人，倾向于看到的是上帝的祝福，常常在得着恩典后就把恩典当作偶像，而不是呢看赐恩典万福源头的上帝。但是哈拿看到的是赏赐的耶和华，他也用他的恩典来回应神的祝福。
Today we tend to see the blessings of God more than we see the source.Of the blessings, God Himself. But Hannah did not do this. He blessed God in return.
Hannah 没有把神当作瓶中的精灵般的使唤来满足她的需求。她真的用上帝应得到的赞美来敬拜他。在第二十八节的祷告中，Hannah 清楚地表明，她并没有让恩典在心中代替神，而是把恩典献给了神，好让他可以继续的使用神的变成神使用的管道，恩典的管道。这就是以神为王的心思，这也是真正敬拜神的心思。
Hannah was not using God as a genie in a bottle. She really worshipped God as he deserved. In her prayers, it clearly showed that she genuinely wanted to give Samuel back to God to work through it as his instrument.
神是一切的源头，他赐祝福。经过三百年的等待，上帝终于找到以利加拿跟哈拿这对夫妻，使撒母耳诞生，宣告高抹大卫王。
God is the source of everything. He gives blessings. After 300 years, God worked through the couple, Elkanah and Hannah, and gave birth to Samuel. He would anoint King David.
经过旧约和新约之间四百年的沉默之后，上帝拣选约瑟和玛利亚、撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯两对夫妻，将耶稣和施洗约翰带入了这个世界。
After 400 years of silence between the Old and the New Testament, God worked through Joseph and Mary, Zechariah and Elizabeth, two couples, and brought Jesus and John the Baptist into the world.
所以从整个救赎计划的角度来看，撒母耳所扮演的角色，犹如施洗约翰在旷野里面扮演的角色一样，撒母耳高大卫王，施洗约翰在耶稣传道开始之前为他施洗一样。
Therefore, from the entire plan of redemption, Samuel's role is like the role of John the Baptist. Samuel anointed King David, like John the Baptist baptized Jesus at the start of his ministry.
这是多美的意外的福分啊。
What a beautiful and unexpected blessing.
综上所述，上帝要继续他的总体计划，他用难堪的难处破碎炼净哈拿，他使哈拿看到他的难处的背后神掌权，上帝是他唯一的盼望。当哈拿谦卑地向上赐生命的神祷告的时候，他用属神国度的眼光求子，哈拿愿意献子，使他在神的计划中有份，因为万有都是本于他，归依靠他，归于他。上帝喜悦哈拿的祷告。
God broke down and refined Hannah with using shame and the difficulties. He made Hannah see that behind her troubles was the sovereign God who was in charge, and God was the source of her hope. When Hannah humbly prayed to the life-giving God, she prayed from God's perspective for a child and willingly dedicated her firstborn to God as his instrument.
神喜悦哈拿顺服他的权柄，毫无保留地将投生的恩典献上还愿，为主使用，神加倍的赐福。
God was pleased that Hannah submitted to his authority and unreservedly gave the blessed firstborn for the Lord's use. God multiplied her blessing.
神也教导我们敬虔家庭的重要性，信实祷告的父母以主的方式来教养孩童，使他们走当行的道，到老也不会偏离。
God also teaches us the importance of a godly family. Faithful and praying parents train up a child in the way he should go, so that when he grows older, he will not stray from him.
我们要相信上帝的意念是高过我们的意念，他对我们子孙有比我们更高、更大的旨意。所以我们可以学习像哈拿一样带领我们的孩子来认识神。
We must learn to have faith that God's ways are higher than our ways. His plan for our children is higher than and greater than ours. We can learn from Hannah to lead children to know the Lord.
那从这篇经文中我们学到万军之耶和华是一位怎么样的神呢？
What can we learn through this about God?
上帝通过受苦的提醒人，凡事皆有他的旨意。
God works through faith the hardship of the faithful people like Hannah to accomplish His eternal purposes.
上帝赏赐那些全心全意寻求他的人。
God never disappoints those who seek Him wholeheartedly.
我们永恒的盼望是根基于在耶稣基督十字架的救恩上。因为耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人可以到父那里去。
Our hope is rooted in Jesus Christ, who sacrificing himself willingly on the cross gives us eternal hope.
Amen. 请容许我们夫妇、以我们的见证分享、作为结束。对于哈拿的经历，我非常可以 感同身受。据统计，每十对夫妇就有一对正在或曾经经历为不孕苦恼。
Please allow us to continue with our personal testimony. I can identify with Hannah. Statistically, 1 in 10 couples are infertile.
每年都会有几个孩子或新来的朋友、问我这个问题。惠丽阿姨，你有几个孩子？
Every year, there will be children or newcomers asking the question. Auntie 惠丽， how many children do you have?
经过多次不孕症检查后，我们跟医生约在办公室听他做总结。那次的会谈到现在我仍然记忆犹新。他问我们要先听好消息还是坏消息。
I remembered vividly when we met our doctor in his office after many tests for infertility. He asked whether we would like to hear the good news or the bad news first.
当然是好消息，我说。好消息是你们两个都没问题。而坏消息则是你们的时机不对。从那时起，时机从来就没对过。
Of course, the good news. The good news was that you're both okay. The bad news is your timing was not right. Ever since, the timing was never right for us.
直到我回应了神的呼召，成为全时间的传道人，一下子我有近百个孩子。
Until I answered God's calling to be a children's minister, then all of a sudden, I would have more than 100 children. I praise God, the Lord, that His plans were bigger than we pray for, only we need to be on His timing.
我感谢主 yes. 只要我们照着他时间表走，他对我们的计划远比我们的要大得多了哈。回到那个问题，所以有些 OIG 就是我带大的孩子青少年，他们会帮我回答那个问题，他们会说我们都是他的，是的，我是他们，都是我的。
So many of our youth in OIG would answer that question for us. We are all hers. I love them like they were my own.
我曾经以为我已经完全释怀了，直到昨天清晨我为今天的分享祷告时，我告诉神，如果这篇信息连我自己都不能够感动，怎么能够被你使用呢？
I thought I was completely over this and healed. Until yesterday morning when I prayed, I told God, if this message doesn't move me, how can it be used for him?
我按照自己的大纲祷告，再一次意识到神的爱深深地埋在医生说的那句话，你们两个都没问题，这句话上。
I prayed using my outline points and realized that God's love was embedded in you two are okay.
上帝在生养众多的可能性，造保罗和我都没问题，这样我们就不能够互相指责。
God said you two are okay, so that I can't blame we can't blame each other for the infertility.
我第一次真正相信。不是环境，不是任何事情，而是上帝。上帝是我曾经受不孕之苦的源头。突然间，我看到盼望，是那赐生命造宇宙的上帝。
I genuinely believe that God is the source of my sufferings. Then I then found my hope, the source of the life-giving God.
祷告后，我的脸上露出了很平静的笑容。微笑，那个是没有练习、没有排练、排演过的哈，彩排过的那种平静的微笑，像哈娜一样，我不带愁容了。在这件事上，我第一次经历了以利对哈娜说：“你可以平平安安地回去。”眼泪不自由主的就从我的脸颊滑下了哈，我感到神把我这个痛救赎了出来。
After my prayers, a peaceful smile came to my face. It was not rehearsed. I was no longer sad. I experienced go in peace for the first time, and without reason, tears streamed down my face. I thank God for His plan for us.
虽然我们没有自己的孩子，但是照上帝安排的时间表，他量给我们的是带领数百个孩子认识神的机会跟使命。上帝给我们丰丰富的恩典，是意想不到的祝福。
Paul and I have no children, but God allowed us to bring hundreds of children to know God according to His timing. God has shown us abundant grace and love, an unexpected blessing.
我恳切的为每一个听到这个分享的朋友们祈祷，这一生我们可以给孩子最棒的礼物，就是带领他们认识神。
I sincerely pray for whoever listens to this message, this sharing. The best gift we can give our children in this life is to lead them to know the Lord.
最后，我要向所有的妈妈们说，谢谢你们的辛劳，并感谢活水教会的妈妈们，谢谢你们与我分享你们的孩子。
Lastly, this morning, I would like to encourage all moms to know that they are never alone and to thank you for sharing your child with us.
让我们一起低头做祷告。亲爱的Heavenly Father, there is no one like you. In your time and in your way, you carry out your master plan. You humble and you exalt. We lift up all the mothers.Who sacrifice for the Lord. May we all families, fathers, mothers, and children experience firsthand your providence as we trust you. Let us step out boldly and sacrificially by faith, as Hannah did. We ask that you guard the steps of your faithful ones. Thank you, Father. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.